This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will join leaders of the Group of Seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia and call out China for its trade practices. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswar with more.
President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, not a G7 member, is scheduled to participate in the meeting on Sunday, following his appearance at the Arab League Summit in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Over the weekend, the leaders will turn their focus on China, seeking to reduce dependency in critical supply chains and counter what they call Beijing's economic coercion. G7 leaders pledged their commitment to achieving a world without nuclear weapons, calling out Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran to cease their nuclear activities. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
Dead limit talks are back at the U.S. Capitol, according to the White House. Negotiations suddenly resumed late Friday after having come to an abrupt standstill earlier in the day. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had said it was time to pause negotiations, but prior to that, he seemed more optimistic.
I really felt we were at the location where I could see the path. The White House is just, look, we can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less than we spent the year before. It's pretty easy.
A White House official acknowledged that there are real differences that are making talks difficult. Wall Street markets were down Friday amid those developments. Jeff Bezos' rocket company has won a NASA contract to land astronauts on the moon 2 years after losing out to SpaceX. Blue Origin received a $3.4 billion contract Friday to develop a lunar lander. It will be used to transport astronauts to the lunar surface as early as 2029. This is VOA News. Latino migrants crossing the Rio Grande, dividing Mexico from the U.S., has been a common sight. But, as VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains, lately there have been Chinese migrant crossings that were once far less common.
Many Chinese migrants take similar routes, flying from China to Turkey and then to Ecuador because of its relatively loose visa policy. From there, they travel by foot and bus through South and Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border, some paying a guide or asking for directions along the way. The Chinese embassy wrote to VOA saying the Chinese government has always opposed illegal immigration and adopted various measures to stop illegal exits. Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley says about a month ago, some 100 Chinese migrants a day were arriving here at this Texas shelter.
The official death toll from the powerful cyclone that struck Myanmar has burgeoned to at least 145. That includes 117 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority, according to state television on Friday. The accounting of casualties from the cyclone has been low and slow, in part due to communication difficulties in the affected areas and the military's government-tight control over information. The military government has said that unofficial death tolls surpassing 400 are false, but in the absence of independent confirmation, uncertainty remains about the actual extent of casualties as well as destruction. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports another death linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria. APZ Donahue.
4 people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. Cases have been reported in 18 states. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EzraCare and Delsym Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said 4 people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.